From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet says the death toll is now above 300 after one of the world's most powerful earthquakes in a century rocked the country Saturday. The magnitude 8.8 quake crumbled bridges and toppled buildings across central Chile. President Obama says the United States has resources in position to deploy to Chile if the Bachelet government requests aid. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Mr. Obama says the United States stands ready to help the Chilean government.
I've reached out to President Bachelet to let her know that we will be there for her should the Chilean people need assistance, and our hearts go out to the families who may have lost loved ones.
At the State Department, Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton says she is closely monitoring reports from Chile and across the Pacific Rim. She says the United States is coordinating closely with senior Chilean officials on the content and timing of any U.S. assistance. Clinton is going ahead with the previous scheduled visit to the region, and she says the U.S. Embassy in Santiago has established a command center and is working to ensure the safety of any American citizens affected by the earthquake. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Earlier, the earthquake triggered a tsunami warning for the entire Pacific region. That warning has been canceled except for Japan and the Pacific part of Russia. Many in Hawaii are relieved there were no reports of damage. Heidi Cheng has this from Honolulu.
For hours, people in Hawaii anxiously waited, bracing themselves for the tsunami. There was an eerie calm along beaches that were evacuated. By afternoon, the tsunami warning was canceled. Gerard Fryer is a geophysicist at the Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii.
We predicted that in Hawaii the maximum wave height would be about 7 feet. It was significantly less. It was about half that. And we know why. And that's a lesson for us to take home and incorporate back into our models and so that next time we'll do better.
Fryer says they assumed the earthquake was in deeper water than it really was, and in reality, less water was involved in the generation of the tsunami. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
Officials in Haiti say at least 8 people are dead after heavy rains and widespread flooding fell on the country's southern peninsula. It's still several weeks until Haiti's rainy season typically starts, and it's been raining in parts of the capital, Port-au-Prince, where hundreds of thousands of people are still living outside their homes after they were devastated in last month's earthquake. All evacuation orders have been lifted and flash warnings canceled in wildfire-strip sections of Los Angeles County. As a winter storm passed through without major incident, one last round of rain is expected late Saturday. This is NPR News. President Obama has signed a 1-year extension of several provisions in the Patriot Act. Provisions in the measure would have expired on Sunday without Obama's signature. The act, which had been adopted in the weeks after the September 11th terror attacks, expands the government's ability to monitor Americans in the name of national security. A legally blind cross-country skier from Canada won't get the chance to become the first athlete to compete at a Winter Olympics and Paralympics. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Brian McKeever was not chosen for the Canadian team that will compete in Sunday's final cross-country event of the Games. From Vancouver, NPR's, that's again Tom Goldman.
In his official bio for the Vancouver Winter Olympics, Brian McKeever lists U.S. distance runner Marla Runyon as his hero, for obvious reasons. Like McKeever, Runyon is legally blind, caused by a condition called Stargardt's disease. Runyon competed in both the Summer Olympics and Paralympics. McKeever hoped to be the first to do that in the Winter Games. But late Friday, McKeever found out he wasn't one of the 4 men selected for Sunday's 50-kilometer cross-country event. According to a team spokesman, the 4 Canadian men were picked on the basis of their strong performances so far at the Games. The spokesman was quoted as saying the decision to bypass McKeever was very tough, but added nothing ever was guaranteed when McKeever made the Olympic team in January. McKeever told reporters Saturday, "I'm very, very crushed, but I understand the decision." Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
And Steve Holcomb drove gold in mind on Saturday to win the U.S. the first gold medal in four-man bobsledding since 1948. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, from Washington.